In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glorious things are said of you, O City of God. Our prayer is Psalm 87. Jerusalem is mother of us all, and we have a very interesting reading. On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O City of God. Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be called her children, and Zion shall be called mother, for all shall be her children. Glorious things are said of you, O City of God. It is he, the Lord Most High, who gives each his place. In his register of peoples he writes, these are her children, and while they dance, they will sing, and you all find their home. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glorious things are said of you, O City of God. Blessed be you forever, O Lord. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Father, we pray for your intentions and for your needs. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. First reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The root of Jesse and the return of the remnant of God's people. Thus says the Lord, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band about his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors, together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox, the baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. On that day the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations. The Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. On that day, the Lord shall again take it in hand to reclaim the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria and Egypt, Parthos, Edom, and Elam, Shethrel, Parthian, and the isles of the sea. He shall raise a signal to the nations and gather the outcasts of Israel. The dispersed of Judah he shall assemble from the four corners of the earth. The enemy of Ephraim shall pass away, and the rivalry of Judea be removed. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Judea, and Judea shall not be hostile to Ephraim, but they shall swoop down on the foothills of the Philistines to the west. Together they shall plunder the Kedemites. Edom and Moab shall be their possessions, and the Amorites their subjects. The Lord shall dry up the tongue of the sea of Egypt, and wave his hand over the Euphrates in his fierce anger, and shatter it into seven streamlets, so that it can be crossed in sandals. There shall be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria, as there was for Israel when he came up from the land of Egypt. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Responsory prayer, you will depart with joy, You will be led away in peace. Mountains and hills will break into joyful song before you, and all the trees of the forest will clap their hands. There will be a highway for the remnant of my people, as there was for Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. Mountains and hills will break into joyful song before the Lord, and all the trees of the forest will clap their hands. The Song of the Church, from the Apostolic Constitution Divino Afflante of Pope St. Pius X. So this is a really interesting reading. The collection of psalms found in Scripture, composed as it was under divine inspiration, has from the very beginnings of the Church shown a wonderful power of fostering devotion among Christians as they offer to God a continual sacrifice of praise, the harvest of lips blessing His name. Following a custom already established in the Old Law, the psalms have played a conspicuous part in the sacred liturgy itself and in the divine office. Thus was born what Basil calls the voice of the Church, that singing of psalms which is the daughter of that hymn of praise, to use the words of our predecessor, Urban VIII, which goes up unceasingly before the throne of God and of the Lamb, and which teaches those especially charged with the duty of divine worship. As Athanasius says, the way to praise God and the fitting words in which to bless Him. Augustine expresses this well when he says, God praised Himself so that man might give Him fitting praise. Because God chose to praise Himself, man found the way in which to bless God. The Psalms also have a wonderful power to awaken in our hearts the desire for every virtue. Athanasius says, through all Scripture, both old and new, is divinely inspired and has its use in teaching, as we read in Scripture itself. Yet the Book of Psalms, like a garden enclosing the fruits of all the other books, produces their fruits in song, and in the process of singing brings forth its own special fruits to take their place beside them. In the same place, Athanasius rightly adds, the Psalms seem to me to be like a mirror in which the person using them can see himself and the stirrings of his own heart. He can recite them against the background of his own emotions. Augustine says in his Confessions, how I wept when I heard your hymns and canticles, being deeply moved by the sweet singing of your church. Those voices flowed into my ears, truth filtered into my heart, and from my heart surged waves of devotion. Tears ran down, and I was happy in my tears. Indeed, who could fail to be moved by those many passages in the Psalms which sets forth so profoundly the infinite majesty of God, His omnipotence, His justice, and goodness and clemency, too deep for words, and all the other infinite qualities of His that deserve our praise? Who could fail to be roused to the same emotions by the prayers of thanksgiving to God for blessings received, for the petitions so humble and confident, for blessings still awaited by the cries of a soul in sorrow for sin committed? Who would not be fired with love as he looks on the likeness of Christ, the Redeemer, here so lovingly foretold? His was the voice Augustine heard in every psalm, the voice of praise, of suffering, of joyful expectation, of the present distress. Responsory prayer. God has found us worthy to be ministers of His gospel, and so when we speak, we strive to please God and not men. Our preaching does not spring from error or impure motives or a desire to deceive. We strive to please God and not men. So again, it's a really beautiful memorial of the saintly pre-Vatican II Pope. So one of the older saints, but also a modern pope. It's a beautiful memorial.